This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model-strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Like this. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way.
Dave, these high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9. It's time again for Shoe Swap. Dave.
Look, you know what? Like I said before, I'm really not one to be very cool with, you know, making up sayings or coining phrases that catch on. I'm pretty much like Gretchen from Mean Girls, you know, with her, that's so fetch, and like, you know, getting shut down and all that.
I've heard people use the word fetch though.
Yeah, but that's after watching Mean Girls.
But then I've said, what, have you watched Mean Girls? And they've been like, what?
Oh, maybe it's one of those postmodern things
You know... They don't really know where it came from?
Yeah. Don't make me launch into my media essay.
Okay.
But bottom line is I've never been very good with, you know, those kind of things. So I thought for Shoe Swap this week, I'll get a little ahead of my crowd. You know, I might even start coining some of these sayings and have, you know, people around me, you know, taking them from me.
I've made up quite a few sayings, but I'm not going to take
you. But that is why I need Shoe Swap, because I need to walk a day in your cool, you know, shoes, you know, you and your lingo and your catchphrases and all. So I've even created one at
the
end.
You make me sound like that little kid from Different Strokes. What are you talking about, Arnold? Willis. Arnold is his name. Willis. Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
Thank you. So I decided to troll the Urban Dictionary and, you know, pick up some of my favourites that I could possibly incorporate into my everyday lexicon. Now, this one, you know, most people would probably just call, you know, it a label whore, but another way you could call it is tag hag. So, which is, tag hag is defined as a person who is obsessed with branded clothing. Like I said, more commonly known as a label whore. So, in a context of a sentence, Jade, you might say, Dave always flaunts the latest clothing. He's such a tag hag.
It's kind of similar to a tag dag.
Yeah, like a tag dag, but you're a tag hag, which has sort of, I don't know, maybe some GLBTIQ references to the fag hag, maybe. Mm. My fag hag is such a tag hag, ha ha. You know, I don't know about you and I working that, but someone might say that.
Okay.
Another saying that, you know, came up in, you know, that I really liked anyway was called song binging, which, you know, the definition is to binge on a song or artist. The act of repeatedly and obsessively listening to a particular song or artist over a relatively short period of time.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, I do this too. Periods of song binging are followed by extended periods of skipping the certain track or artist, leaving them unplayed. And a sort of typical scenario that might happen in a David Lim type conversation is, OMG, I'm so totally obsessed with the new Girls Aloud song. I've played it 84 times in the last 24 hours. And my boyfriend might say, stop song binging and go listen to real music for once.
I agree with him.
Everyone is against Girls Aloud. I need like a fan club to back me up here.
Isn't there a Girls Aloud fan club?
I don't know. Joy's the only station that plays them in the country. Calling all people that play Joy on their shows. I mean, play Girls Aloud on their shows on Joy. But another word was requestion. Now, this one's a little bit tricky. Requestion. I want you to focus, Jade, because I'm going to explain this once. Requesting something indirectly by way of a question. Note, this is distinguished from a regular question because the answer is usually obvious. For example, "Ooh, are those peanut M&Ms?" That is the question. And then the person would say, "Yes, would you like some?" "Oh, well, yes, of course." You know, it's sort of like asking for something, but you know what it is already, but the way you've asked it is sort of in a way that you want it.
Mm. Doesn't that already have a name?
I don't know, but it's requestion. It's like a request, but question form.
So you're asking for something.
But you're posing a question as
well.
You're
posing a question.
Like, you can see the bowl of peanut M&Ms clearly in front of you. You know what it is, but you're still asking it. Oh, are those peanut M&Ms?
It's like you're trying to draw attention to it, so they'll offer you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the purpose of a requestion.
Okay.
So, another saying, which I thought was completely funny, but got a majority of thumbs down, was a saying called "brush the horse." Put on, just absolutely forget all the dirty things that came to mind, because I'm going to try to keep this as clean as possible. The definition of "brush the horse" is when you're walking past someone in close proximity and your body parts touch theirs, thus making you feel uncomfortable. For example, "Dude, that guy so just brushed a horse up on me." Yeah, I see you cringing at that saying. Maybe that won't take off.
No.
Maybe you like it if it's put in another sentence, Jade. "Did that guy just brush the horse? I swear I felt his fupper on my back when he passed by me."
Did you just make that up?
No, it's totally scripted here. It's actually one of the official examples that's given, you know, when whoever it is that defined this word. So I'm just like, you're going to need to define fupper now. You know, you've defined brush the horse in an example, but what's fupper? Not sure I want to know tonight.
Mm.
Okay, so you're not really feeling that?
No, not
I'm
at
not
all.
Sure if you really feel this way. You see, there's like a bunch of them that are actually quite SMS specific.
Okay.
Because, you know, SMS and, you know, this technology that is upon us in this day and age, you know, we haven't really created as many sayings for it yet. So maybe this is the generation to do it. So who knows? Maybe the word sexting might catch on. Just imagine spelling texting without the T, but with an S. Sexting. The act of text messaging someone in hopes of having a sexual encounter with them later. Initially casual, transitioning into highly suggestive and even sexually explicit SMSs.
Is that a booty call?
Sort of, but in form of SMS.
Okay.
I'm not even going to read the examples because it's just totally not PG.
Okay. And our show is pretty PG.
Yeah, totally. Like Ashley Tisdale would listen. That kind of PG.
I don't even know that reference.
Oh. Okay, this is another SMS one, but this could be more, you know, can be applicable in a social networking kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
The term is called booty grazing. Now, when I hear the word booty grazing, I think of pastures of grass and, like, you know, herds of cows and all that. But the definition of booty grazing is the act of mass texting a generic message to members of the opposite sex, or same sex if you're listening to Different Strokes here, or Joy, in hopes that a guaranteed hookup for the night will be established. It often involves a very non-specific message, such as, "What are you up to tonight?" or "Want to meet up later?" The key feature is the lack of personalization, so that the same message can be sent to as many people as possible. This can also be applied to other contacts by means such as MySpace, Facebook, or email. So, for example, "Last night I went booty grazing and had to choose between three different boys." Ha ha ha. So, no, you're not really going
to
use that.
I don't know if I can relate to that reference, but you have had someone text in and tell them that they want to start the the Girls Aloud fan club.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to look. I love Girls Aloud. Thanks, David. Cheers, Craig. I'm not alone on this planet. I know I'm not alone on this
planet.
You
can be the president and Craig can be the vice president of the Girls Aloud Australia edition.
Yeah, look, we can sort something out. They haven't been back since the biology / chemistry tour. Girlfriend, we totally need to get the five back here. And you know this is the album to do it. Look, we'll talk about this later, Craig. Okay. But I can see like a G8 kind of summit thing happening now. Because there's probably only 8 gay people out there that would, you know, do this. Okay, I'm going to move on to my second last, you know, new term that I've picked up here from Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Now, this one you might use, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
It's called photobombing. Intentionally posing in other people's photos for a later surprise. Usually people making funny faces in the background without the knowledge of the main subjects of the photo. For example, Jim is always photobombing. He messed up some of the best photos from the wedding.
There's a Facebook group that's mildly offensive that does that kind of thing that I've heard about, where it's supposed to be, I think it's called Random Ranger. And yeah, I know, it's offensive to our redheaded friends, but what it is you have to have a photo taken with a redhead in the background. Like, yeah, I think it started out of the Summer Heights High, you know, sorry, Ranger Day situation. Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe that's what you can use, like photo bombing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Well, that's an example of photo bombing.
Yeah, with a poor Rangers.
Yeah.
Finally, now this one I would definitely use because it sounds like an actual terminology that makes sense. It doesn't need a definition to follow. Bumper sticker activism. To tell the world what they should be doing and what you think by plastering your car with bumper stickers to that effect. For example, that Stop Global Warming sticker is really making me wonder how I can keep my carbon emissions low. Yeah, Jim, that's a bumper sticker activism for ya.
Or put Jade on Neighbours.
Wow, what a great bumper sticker.
Listen to Different Strokes.
Yeah, you... Get our marketing team onto this.
Your boyfriend's our publicist.
Honey, if you didn't know and you're listening now, you're hired. Okay, well, this is one that actually, speak of the devil, you got to stop bringing my boyfriend up
on
this
show. I'm sorry, you started it.
Look, it is only because I feel like he's getting more mention than I am.
Okay, and, I'm sorry.
You know, God damn it, I am half of this show.
Yes, you are.
Now, he suggested this saying that might take off for... fans of the TV show 30 Rock.
Okay, go.
Oh my God, Jade. It's the gayest gasp I've ever heard.
I know.
You sound like me when Girls Aloud put out a new single.
Okay, go.
Now, you can do this, Jade. You can do this. You and I can have this banter between us.
Mm-hmm.
We can say, what would Kenneth do?
Oh, yeah, Kenneth.
Yeah, Kenneth. All fans of 30 Rock out there, what would Kenneth do? The definition being a question one asks in appeal to honorability, uprightness and social political correctness. For, you know, if you're ever in a dilemma and you know, feel that you need to appeal to your sensible side, you need like a straight and narrow path kind of resolution that you know is just the right thing to do,
mm-hmm.
just ask yourself, what would Kenneth do? For example, oh, Jade, what should I do? My 2-hour Zone 1 concession just expired 15 minutes ago. Should I jump the barrier or should I buy another ticket? And Jade says,
buy a ticket.
Well, Dave, what would Kenneth do? Kenneth would definitely buy another ticket.
He would definitely buy
He would not ticket. Jump barriers.
And if you're not watching 30 Rock, what are you doing?
But, you know, that's just, I don't know, maybe we can work this out to our advantage, you know, by starting with what would Kenneth do? So, we do have one of our good,
regular listener, such fan, Steve the Truckee. He's
where
back
have
on
you
board.
Been?
Yeah, where have you been, Steve the Truckee? He says, Happy New Year, Jade and Dave. It's fantastic to hear you again. I'm glad you're doing your shoe swap. I enjoy it.
Oh, thank you,
Well, we're doing
Steve
it just
Truckee.
For you, Steve the Truckee.
Maybe Steve the Truckee can start doing a few of these sayings.
Yes.
You know, what is, maybe brush the horse. Because that seems like a tough one and I can't figure it out. So maybe he can make it work to his effect. But you know what? Coming up next, Jade Gulliver, you're about to head into the world of collaging.
Yes. I'm either going to be like a 60-year-old woman or a 14-year-old girl.
Or David Lim.
Or David Lim, listening to Anastasia.
Well, collaging.
If you want to win our prize, which is the St Kilda Open Air Cinema Double Pass Session, make sure you SMS us 0427-JOY949, email us onair@joy.org.au or call Nick on the phone 9699-2949 with your karaoke song, and you will win the Open Air Cinema prize.
It is a pretty good prize, so mm-hmm. that's all I got to
say. I mean,
say.
I would take it if I was allowed to.
Yeah, you never know. No conspiracy at all.
No.
In the meantime, you know what? If you're a fan of Girls Aloud like Craig, you should like this band too. They're called The Saturdays. This song is called Work, taken from their debut album called Chasing Lights. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.